ॐ सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् तपोवीक्षीणपापानां शान्तानां वीतरागिणां मुमुक्षूणामपेक्षोऽयम् आत्मबोधो विधीयते
So we have covered verse number 27. In verse number 27 we saw Rajju Sarpvat Atmanam Jivam Gyatva Bhayam Bhayet Naham Jiva Paratmeti Gyatascha Chet Nirbhayo Bhavet. So long I see snake on the rope, so long I am not able to apprehend the rope, there will be fear because I am seeing snake on that. But the moment you come to know the reality is rope. What will happen? Will you fear again? No. So it is said, I am not Jiva. Who am I? I am, it is said here, I am Paratmiti, Paratma. It's not Paramatma, Paratma. Paratma means Supreme Self. I am Supreme Self. Then what will happen? The Jibha will end. Because of the Jibha, because I consider myself limited, I am identified with the body and the Anatmavastu, I get fear, sorrow, we all get these things. But the moment I come to know that I am not Jiva, I am Brahman, then what will happen? Nirbhaya. Because you have reached Abhayapad. What is this Abhayapad? Abhayapad is the Brahman is one and one alone. And how the fear comes? Dvitiyat Bhayam. Dvitiyat. When you see duality or plurality, there will be bhaya. The moment you reach state of Brahman or you become, it is not the reaching of the state also, you become Brahman, what will happen? Nirbhayam bhavet. But even after realization, you will be transacting in the world. Your ego is falsified. You no more think that you are a limited jiva. You think you are Brahman, but you will be acting in the world. You will say, yes, I am reading, I am studying, I am going, I am coming, I am eating. This I will be there. If somebody asks you, what is your name? You will not say, I am Brahman. You will tell your name for transactional purpose. You will tell your name. But inside he knows, Naham Jiva, I am not Jiva. That means the Ahankar is badhit, Ahankar is falsified. Ahankar is there, but it is falsified. It will never give you any more sorrow. You see, even after realization of the rope, you may see the sarp also. If you see the sarp, will you be fearful now? No. After realization, you will be seeing the world. You will be transacting with the world, but now you are no more affected with the world. It It is an entertainment for you. Entertainment. Aisa hi hai, to chalega. It's changing and perishable. Good. But inside, you are doing everything. I am doing this, I am doing that. But inside, you will think, naiva kinchit karomi iti. I am not doing anything. Why I am not doing anything? Because I am Brahman. And Brahman is? Karta. Brahman is a karta. I am not doing. Inside you will say, no, I am not doing anything. This instrument is being utilized by the Lord for doing His work. So thus we have falsified our ego. So everything is false. If my ego is false, then this body is also false. False means what? Mithya. Mithya means what? It will stay for a limited period of time. It is changing and perishable. I am accepting that. If you accept this, that my body and the whole world is changing and perishable, that is its nature. If you accept it, then it is a drama going on. It's changing. Very good. So how he come to know his true nature is the next. How he comes to know his true nature? Verse number 28.
Atma vabhasayate kaha. Atma vabhasayate kaha. Buddhyadinindriyanyapi. Buddhyadinindriyanyapi. Dipo ghatadivat swatma.
Dipo ghatadivat swatma.
Jadaistairnavabhasyate. Jadaistairnavabhasyate. Atmavabhasayate kaha. Buddhyadinindriyanyapi. Dipo ghatadivat swatma. Jadaistairnavabhasyate.
Atma avabhasyati ekaha. Atma, what is this atma? Satchidananda. Atma is Satchidananda. How it is? It is kutastha. Kutastha atma means there is no change in atma. It is kutastha. You know kut, na? Kut means anvil. Blacksmith's anvil. He makes different forms of iron on that anvil. There is no change in the anvil. Anvil remains same. Kutastha atma. Similarly, the substratum of the whole world is this Atman or Brahman on which all changes are happening. But this Atman is kutastha. There is no change in the substratum. The kutastha atmana. And how is that? Abhavasyati ekaha. There should not be any doubt that this Atma is one and only one. Ekaha. How we describe this ekaha? Desh, kal, vastu, pariched, rahita. Desh, space, kal, time, vastu, object, pariched, rahita means without any limit. So anything which is not limited in space, time and object is called Atman. Everything is limited in space. This body is limited in space, limited in time, limited in object. But that Atman is desh, kal, vastu, parichinna. Parichinna is limited. Rahita, it's not limited. And another thing, it is swajatiya, vijatiya, swagata, bheda, rahita. Bheda, bheda means difference. Rahita means it is without difference. Sajatiya, sajatiya means like in animal or human. In humans also there are many jatis. Vijatiya, beings, there are many types of beings. Human beings, animals and birds, and different types of beings are there. There are differences, sajatiya, vijatiya, swagat. In my own body there are differences. Hand is not leg, leg is not head. So how is that Atman? It is sajatiya, bijatiya, swagata, bheda, rahita. There is no difference whatsoever. It is one homogeneous thing, that's all. Truly speaking, it does not have any limbs, no parts. Say Atma, abhasayati, it illumines, sets its lights as a witness. Abhavasayati, what? Then it says, buddhi adini, buddhi adi. What is this adi? Buddhi. Adi means, antakarana has got four things. The man, chitta, ahankar. So Shankaracharya is not writing all four. Buddhi adi, we have to accept. Or we have to understand that buddhi adi means antakaran here, buddhi adi. Indriyani, indriyani means organs of perception and organs of action. Api, api means what? Deha and prana. You see, he has covered everything. Buddhi means antakaran, then indriyani means bahikaran. Then api, what about the prana and body? Api includes this prana and body. So all are known in the light of consciousness. So this Chaitanya, this Atma illumines, gives sentiency to body, to prana, to antakaran, to bahikaran. That Atman gives it. We all know this body, mind, intellect, prana, they are all sentient.
Yes.
They are all inert. What do you mean by inert? Inert means the thing which does not know itself and does not know other is inert. Don't say anything which is moving is sentient. The fan is moving. Will you say the fan is sentient? No, it is inert. Why it is inert? Because it does not know itself that I am fan. It does not know who are sitting under the fan. The fan is inert. So similarly, BMI is also inert. And who gives sentiency? Sentience is given by the Atman. Deepo ghatadivat, like the pot. Pot has got no capacity to illumine itself. If there is a darkness all over, you will not be able to see the pot. To see the pot, you need light. Is it not so? Similarly, to see the body, mind, intellect, prana and their functions, the chetan is required. Without chetan, they will not function. What is the reason? Jadai tai na avabhasyate. Jadai tai. Tai means all these. All these means buddhi adi, indriyani, body, prana, tai, they are all jada, they are inert. Therefore, na abhasyate, therefore they don't sign. A very simple thing, the whole thing can be summarized in one sentence. To see the gut, you need the light. Similarly, to see the function or to see the body, mind, intellect functioning, you need chetan. That's all. That simple. Very simple. And one thing more is to be noted, that the deepak or the light is not affected by the ghata. Similarly, the Atman in us is not affected by the function of body, prana, mana, buddhi. It's not affected. And how do we prove? Seeing. Seeing a red rose, eyes never become red. And the defects of the eye are seen by mind. Mind is not affected. If my eyes are dull, are not able to see, that doesn't mean the mind has also become dull. And when the mind is suffering or enjoying, that doesn't mean the seer of the mind, that is Sakshi. Good. Next one.
स्वबोधेनान्यबोधेच्छा बोधरूपतयात्मनः नदीपस्यान्यदीपेच्छा यथा स्वात्मप्रकाशने स्वबोधेनान्यबोधेच्छा बोधरूपतयात्मनः नदीपस्यान्यदीपेच्छा यथा स्वात्मप्रकाशने.
The meaning of the verse given here is, a lighted lamp does not need another lamp. To see a lighted lamp, you don't need another lamp. To illuminate its light, so to the Atman, which is knowledge itself, needs no other knowledge to know itself. It needs no other knowledge to know itself. No instrument also is needed. Okay. Even to see a firefly, do you need light? No. To see sun, do you need any candlelight? No. Similarly, to see the Atman itself, you don't need any light or any instrument. Why? Because it is knowledge. It is Chitsarup. Okay, let us see what this means. Swabodhe na anyabodhicha yatha atmana. Like this, Atman. Atman is consciousness pertaining to self, which is continuously present in us. Continuously present in us. For knowing that, you don't need any another knowledge. Why? Because it is self-effulgent. Self-effulgent it is. Can Buddhi understand it or know it? Can we know it by Buddhi, Atman? No. Why? Because the sentiency to the Buddhi is given by Atman. Atman is subtle, Buddhi is gross. In comparison to Atman and Buddhi, Atman is subtle and Buddhi is gross, and the sentience is given by the Atman. Therefore, it is a borrowed sentience. Therefore, Buddhi or Antahkaran cannot know it. But we have to go through the mind. Why? Because the reflection comes only in the mind. From the mind it comes to the prana and the gross body. So if you want to meet consciousness, what you have to do? You have to go to the mind. So that is why we have to withdraw all our attentions from the world. We bring it to our body. In meditation we do this thing. Withdraw our attention from outside, bring it to the body, bring it to your prana, bring it to your mind, and after that, you reach there. Slowly you reach there. Therefore, Buddhi cannot illumine it, or Buddhi cannot know it. Why? Buddhi is gross. Buddhi is inert. And in Tattvabodh, we have already seen that Buddhi is also made of panchikrit panchamahabhutaikritam. No, apanchikrita. It is apanchikrita. Apanchikrita is subtle great elements. Apanchikrita panchamahabhutaikritam. You have to be very, very attentive, or you have to remember everything. Now, who is illumining this Atma? Next question comes, who is illumining this Atma? Na anya bodhicha, na anya. It illumines itself. So Atman illumines two things. It illumines itself and it illumines others also. Very good. How? Like, I know my existence even in the dark room. I don't need any light, outside light, to know my existence. Suppose I am locked in a dark room. And if somebody asks me, is there anybody inside? Well, yes, I am here. You don't need any light there. Objects are seen only in the light. In the outside light only you can see the object. Otherwise, you will not see. Suppose in the dark, there is no light. Even in your own house, you are not able to see the furnitures. So how do I know without light, Atman? Atman you know without light also. We don't need another light to see this Atman. We don't need any light. Suppose if you say no, for seeing the consciousness you need conscious number one. Then the question will arise, who is seeing the conscious number one? Then you will come and say it is conscious number two. Then we call it anavastha dosa. Continuously we will say one after another, you will never reach the ultimate. Therefore, in Drig Drishya Vivek, the first verse itself we studied, it was like this: Rupam Drishya Lotanam Drik Tab Drishyam Drikta Manasam Drishyadhi Vritya Sakshi Drigevanatu Drishyate. Drigevanatu Drishyate. Rupam Drishyam. All the rupa, all the forms are all seen. But who is the seer? Lochanam. The eyes are the seer. Then tadrishyam, this also becomes seen. In the first case, eyes were the seer and the objects were seen. Now the eyes have become seen. And who is the seer? Driktu manasam, the seer is mind. Now mind has become seen. Drishyadhi vritya sachi, in the mind what are there? Vritti. Vritti means thoughts. Who is seeing this? Sakshi is seeing. But I want to see the Sakshi. Drigevanatu drishyate. You will never be able to see the Sakshi, the witness, the Atman. You cannot see. You cannot perceive by organs of perception. You cannot reach there by your mind and intellect equipment, but you have to go via mind and intellect equipment. So, okay. Now, there are two things. Seeing an object and seeing Atman. What is the difference? We are entering into a very subtle thing. Be very attentive. We are seeing an object of the world and we want to see the Atman also. What is the difference between these two? You will say this is object and Atman is subject. Simple. For seeing an object, you need light. For seeing the Atman, you don't need light. Very good. Okay. So seeing the Atman doesn't mean that you will be seeing Atman as an object. Seeing Atman means seeing or knowing your own true nature. That is seeing of Atman. How do we see this object in the world? There are two things. First, there is an object, the senses, with the help of mind, it will go out and it will cover the object and bring that vritti, the thought, inside, and that thought is again illumined by the reflected consciousness. That we have already decided earlier. Who is the seer? Ultimate seer is not the Atman itself, it is the reflected consciousness which is the seer. And it is happening continuously. Each object you see, there are two stages. Once first stage is the organs of perception along with the mind goes to the object, covers the object, bring a form at the, of that object into the mind, and that object or that vritti is illumined by the reflected consciousness. So technically, what happens? The first comes the ghatakar vritti. Now I am telling you some Sanskrit word. Ghatakar vritti. A vritti, a thought of ghat. Ghatakar vritti. Or patakar vritti. Pat means cloth. So during the whole day, many vrittis are coming, many thoughts are coming. Continuously thoughts are coming. But each thought has got two components. First, it takes out the form and bring it to the inside. So, ghatakar vritti, and there is an illuminator. Who is the illuminator? Reflected consciousness. When it reflects, when it illumines, we come to know this is ghat. Good. So the Atman inside is not directly illuminating this ghat outside. Atman is not illuminating this ghat directly. Kaise? How do you make this room dark, totally dark? And you are not able to see anything. Even if your eyes are open, you will not be able to see the ghat. Clear? The light of Atman is not coming out of your eyes and illumining all the objects. No. It's not directly. The mind has to function, the organ of perception has to function. They have to bring this vritti inside. And this vritti is illumined. And after illumination, we say this is ghat. One thing more happens when this ghatakar vritti comes, then there is no other vritti. Very important point. Mind will take up one thought by thought it will come. Now ghatakar vritti is coming, after that this book vritti is coming, then this vritti is coming, one after another. And it comes in very high speed. When ghat vritti is there, there is no other vritti. Very important point. When ghat vritti is there is no other vritti at that point. When ghat goes, then another vritti comes. It again illumines another things. That means the ghatakar vritti pushes away all other thoughts. I am taking only one thought now. I am not analyzing all thoughts. When one vritti comes, a ghatakar vritti comes, then at that time there is no other vritti. It pushes away all other vritti. Then it is called reflected consciousness. Illumines that ghatakar vritti, that thought, and it says, this is ghat. So two things are there. Technically we call it Vritti Vyapti and Phala Vyapti. You can note down. You will not find anywhere these things. Vritti Vyapti and Phala Vyapti. So in knowing anything of any object of the world, two steps are there. First is Vritti Vyapti and second is Phala Vyapti. Vritti Vyapti and Phala Vyapti. So we have understood when the vritti of ghat comes, all other vrittis are gone. Only ghat vritti is there. And it is illumined by reflected consciousness. Phala vyapti. Vritti vyapti. Vritti vyapti is done by the organs of perception and the mind. And phala vyapti, how do we come to know it, is done by reflected consciousness. Phala vyapti. Good. Now, are you seeing this ghat? Good. The moment you see the ghat, it goes inside as a vritti, inside. Now, after seeing this, if you close your eyes, now you close your eyes. Are you seeing the ghat? You have seen once. Now, after closing also, you are seeing the ghat. Who is illumining that ghat? That is. I am seeing this ghat. Now I have closed my eyes. That is what we do in the meditation. See the form of the Lord. Then we say, close your eyes. Now try to see the form of the Lord again. You are seeing, yes, I am seeing the form of the Lord. Who is illuminating that form? It is not outside light. Outside light is not there. It is the reflected consciousness which is illuminating there. Very good. So, vritti vyapti, phal vyapti. In the case of objects of the world. Now, come to the Atman. How do we know Atman? The Shastra and Guru explains that you have to make a Brahmakar Vritti. Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Soham, 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 Soham. Make that form. That is a Vritti. That is a Vritti. And we call it Sajatiya Vritti Prabaha. Sajatiya means same type of thought is continuously running. Sajatiya Vritti Prabaha. Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi. You do it. Then a Brahmakar Vritti is formed. When Brahmakar Vritti is formed, then at that time there is no a-Brahmakar Vritti in your mind. Because Brahmakar Vritti will push away all other thoughts. Did you get it? When I am seeing the pot, at that time there is no other thought. This vritti, the vritti of the pot, pushes away all other vrittis. Similarly, the Brahmakar Vritti has done the same thing. It has removed all other vrittis other than Brahmakar Vritti. Clear this much? What is Brahmakar Vritti? If I tell you, try to form a akar or a roop, a form of Brahman. Think about Brahman. Can you bring any form? There is no form. Because it is formless. There is no form. But the vritti is there. Brahmakar vritti is there. Which has pushed away all other vrittis. Clear? Now tell me, do you need reflected consciousness to illumine this Brahmakar vritti, which is formless. You don't require. Why? This Brahmakar vritti itself is the Chetan Swarup, is the awareness. And to know this awareness, you don't need reflected consciousness. If you say, I need reflected consciousness to see the consciousness, then you are saying, I need reflected sun to see the sun. To see the sun, I want reflected sun's light to see the sun. What is the object of Brahmakar vritti? It is Brahman itself. How is he? He is existing and is consciousness. It is Chit Swarup. To see the Chit Swarup, do you need another Chit? To see the consciousness, do you need another consciousness? No. Therefore, in the case of the object of the world, there are two things, ghatakar vritti, vritti vyapti and phal vyapti. But in the case of Atman, there is vritti vyapti, but there is no phal vyapti. That is the difference between seeing the object and subject. If you have understood, very good. If you have not understood, continue to reflect on this. In the case of Atman, there is vritti vyapti and there is no phal vyapti. Why no phal vyapti? Because the Brahmakar vritti itself is about that formless, which is Chit Swarup, Sat Swarup, Satchidanand. To see this Satchidanand, you don't need another light. Therefore, it is said, you don't need any other instrument. No mind, no intellect, nothing is required. But to see the objects of the world, you need mind, intellect, and organs of perception. But to see the Atman, you don't need any light, number one. You don't need any instrument also. That is why, when we go beyond our mind, we reach there. But if you say, I want to know it with my mind, it will never happen. Therefore, nobody till today could come and describe what is Brahman. If somebody is describing Brahman, that means he has not experienced, he has tried to grasp it with his mind and intellect, which will never happen. So for seeing the objects of the world, there is vritti vyapti and phal vyapti. But for seeing the subject, there is a vritti vyapti, because we form a Brahmakar vritti based on the whatever you have heard and whatever said in the scripture. And when the Brahmakar vritti is made, at that time all other vrittis are not there. There is only one Brahmakar vritti. And this vritti, when it comes inside, the reflected consciousness is no more required to illumine this vritti, because this vritti itself is Sat Chit Swarupa, and this reflected consciousness is not at all required to illuminate. And if you say no reflected consciousness is required, then you are saying that to see the sun, I want reflection of the sun in the water to see the sun. Is it heavy? It is heavy.
Emotions. You can see the God, but when it comes to Atma, you have to use the word experience rather than seeing.
Right. Experience also with your mind and intellect, you cannot experience.
You have to be that.
You become that, that's all. There is no question of knowing there, it is a question of becoming Brahman, that's all. You can never know Brahman by your organs of perception and antakaran. But by controlling your organs of perception, controlling your mind, you can reach there, because the reflection of consciousness happens only in the antakaran. And from there, indriyani, buddhi, they borrow sentiency, the prana and the body, they borrow sentiency from there, and we say we are sentient, we are living being.
Emotions.
Let them digest this much. Now comes the emotions. What about the emotions? Emotions have got no form. Love, anger, hatred. Can you show the form? No. But the vritti is there. You understand the anger vritti has come. The greed vritti has come. Is it not so? There is no form. But there is a vritti and the illuminator is there. Similarly, even though the Atman has got no form, like the love vritti or the vritti of anger has got no form, so a vritti can be without even form also. Akash, space. What is this space? Is there any form of the space? But we have got the vritti of the space. We can mean that the space is there, the awareness is there. It is not necessary that always there should be a solid form. Even without form also, space has got no form, the emotions have got no form, but they are contained in the vritti, in the thought.
Does it have a phal prapti?
There is a phal prapti.
Their vritti vyapti is not there.
Their vritti vyapti, phal vyapti is there.
Vritti vyapti is there. Because form is not there.
How can you get the form? Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Hari Om Sri Guru Namah.